This question, extremely high yield for USMLE step one. Okay, so before we get started, allow me to be an asshole like I frequently am. Tell you to subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Help grow this channel. Share with one of your friends who's prepping for USMLE. Help bring awareness to the channel. Hit the like button. Hit the bell if you want notifications. Find me on Instagram at Melman_medical, MELMAN_medical. The link is down below. Also find us on Telegram, recently created a Telegram group. Link is also down below. Now let's start the fucking question. So 49-year-old man comes to the physician, 2-month history, discomfort in the abdomen. He's lost 7 pounds during this time. Palpable mass, 4 centimeters left of the umbilicus. Biopsy shows us their classic spot diagnosis for starry sky appearance, Burkitt lymphoma. Our blue cells, basophilic, means basophilic in appearance. Basophilic means purple or blue. These are lymphocytes, almost always B cells. And our clear areas are macrophages. These are known as tingible body macrophages, not tangible. Okay, tingible, T-I-N. Tingible body macrophages. There's a question on one of the NBME exams where they have an arrow pointing to one of the macrophages, and the answer is apoptosis. I'm not joking. It's not my opinion that matters. It's what's on the NBME exams, okay? So tingible body macrophages and Burkitt lymphoma, they carry out apoptosis. Just know it, random. Now, let's look at our answer choices in terms of the molecular etiology of Burkitt lymphoma. Okay, we'll go through sequentially here. Choice A, anti-apoptotic molecule, wrong fucking answer. This refers to follicular lymphoma. Okay, so follicular lymphoma is going to be a 14-18 translocation, upregulation of BCL2, which is an anti-apoptotic molecule. Okay, and follicular lymphoma is the most common indolent non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Indolent means slow in progression. It'll classically be a waxing, waning, painless neck mass over a year, 2 years, and then the patient will enter an acceleratory phase with faster demise. But point is, anti-apoptotic molecule is BCL2 follicular lymphoma, 14-18 translocation. In this case, not the answer. Choice B, CD15, wrong answer. Reed-Sternberg cells in Hodgkin lymphoma, the owl eye appearance when you do biopsy of a lymph node. The Reed-Sternberg cells, which are B cells, are going to be CD15-30 positive, okay? It's not the answer in this case. Choice C, GTPase. This refers to KRAS, CRAS, okay? So that's colon cancer. Not the answer in this case. No need to further elaborate on that. Choice D, serine threonine kinase. Wrong fucking answer, okay? So the only comment, I'm here to provide you with high-yield info, okay? Nothing superfluous. The only comment I can make about serine threonine kinases for USMLE that's worthy of mention, because I've seen on NBME exams, is they want you to know insulin upregulates serine threonine kinases. Okay, nothing to do with cancer. I'm just saying. There's a question on one of the NBME exams I've seen, of all the thousands of questions I've gone through, where you need to know insulin in terms of its effect. It's going to be an up arrow for serine threonine kinases, up arrow for MAP tyrosine kinases, up arrow for translocation to the nucleus of proteins, and also down arrow for ubiquitin mediated proteolysis. Okay, completely fucking tangential, okay, unrelated, but that's what I think of when I see serine threonine kinase and I'm improvising as I am here. Let's go to choice E, transcription factor. This is the correct answer, okay? So this is c-myc gene. So c-myc, which is going to be 814 translocation almost always for Burkitt lymphoma. You can have a 2-8 or an 822 translocation, but 814 is the high-yield one for USMLE. C-myc gene, C-MYC, transcription factor, okay? This, as we already talked about, this contrasts very high-yield with the anti-apoptotic molecule BCL2 for follicular lymphoma. USMLE wants you to know that distinction. Tyrosine kinase, wrong fucking answer, okay? So tyrosine kinase is going to be BCR-ABL, which is chronic myelogenous leukemia, CML, okay, so our 922 translocation, Philadelphia chromosome, it's going to be a BCR-ABL tyrosine kinase, okay? We can also have an EGFR tyrosine kinase in some small, in some non-small cell lung cancers. Erlotinib is actually a drug that can target the non-small cell lung cancers, EGFR tyrosine kinase.